I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Thaddeus McCarter of American Greatness and Malcolm Honlein Conference of Presidents Major American Jewish Organizations. In the spring of 2024, you will all recall, there was an explosion of anti-Semitic behavior across America's best university campuses, campouts, building break-ins, hard words being exchanged, endorsement by faculty members. It was chaos. 2025, not so much, except there is inquiry as to what was going on. At the same time, we're watching New York, persuaded by young people who were perhaps participating in some of these demonstrations. There's no way of knowing. It's all lost to history. There are voices being raised about who was driving or what was driving or what benefited from those protests. And Malcolm, I saw a report about a leadership in Syracuse University acknowledging that Iran was a bad actor. Did I see that correctly?
You absolutely did, and and I'm glad that you pointed it out. First of all, we're seeing very fundamental shifts amongst the young people in the country, where 30% of adults under 30 say having children was important to them, which used to be almost 60% in 1998. And 62% of Gen Z view socialism favorably. They have no idea what it means to live under it, but that their interconnected symptoms of a generation taught to distrust everything from family to free markets. And I think it's reflected in New York and the young people being attracted to Mamdani. But what you're referring to is statements by two key presidents of universities who acknowledge that the unrest on their campuses was largely foreign driven, citing Iran in particular. And we're talking about the chairman the president of Vanderbilt University, a very distinguished place, as well as, by the way, a number of other universities, and citing what happened at Columbia, citing some of the other things. And it shows that they were the activists promoted Hamas materials, Day of Resistance toolkits, on October 8th. The day after the massacres. So this is all stuff that was prepared. And they're saying the lawsuits against the Columbia activists and others, he wants to see more inquiries into this and research. And this is the university president who are now finally asserting this, because they know that they're paying a price for this. And I think it's a very serious development. Right now, it appears more quiet on the campuses, but it's a shift. They're moving back to BDS. They're going to, I think, be much more visible once these elections are over. And, you know, they've just come back to campus. But the fact that they're acknowledging the foreign involvement, that they are expressing the concern, and is, I think, a major development. And the president of Washington University in St. Louis, its chancellor, acknowledged anti-Semitism remains a major problem on their campuses, even though they've taken steps against it. And they have to oppose boycotts and speak out against the pro-terrorist speech on their campuses.
Thaddeus, we just have a minute. You have a well-known large community of Islamic worshipers in Michigan. Did you see any admission that they were influenced from outside in the protests of 2024?
No, we've not seen that. We've not heard that from universities here in Michigan. And the reality is that much of our Arab American community has been here for generations, and there's been a large segment that's been assimilated, and we've not seen many of some of the issues that we've seen across the rest of the country. Although we are also have to be continually on guard and vigilant against foreign influences trying to rip and divide Americans from each other.
That is McCarter, American Greatness, Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.